Okay, we're going to finish off to talking about dam from a Makkah. And then I'm going to say something nogea kav peches. I know the Olam, hopefully over a bit of time, and maybe we can start doing kav peches. Hopefully right when we get back, we could get into it. Kav peches is all about maros. So today, when we finish dam Makkah, I'll just say just a little bit about some basic things nogea seeing maros. We spoke about the heter of dam Makkah, and we said that dam Makkah is mutter, but not only that, even suffik dam Makkah is mutter. If it's suffik, if the dam came in Hamakar or from the Makkah, so we're tola lekula. The Gemara says that in Yeshla Makkah tola b'makasa, even though we don't know that it's coming from the Makkah, but if some Makkah that's Yiduah Shemotzi Dam, we know this bleeds, but we don't know that the blood's coming from the Makkah right now. But we know it bleeds, and she sees blood, so we can't say for sure that the dam's not coming from the Makkah. The Makkah bleeds, but the Makkah also bleeds. Lemaisa, we're still Makkah. And the justification for that Kula is Acheskas Tara. Is that even though Safek Deraisa L'Chumra, but b'makom we have a chazaka, a woman has a cheskas tara, so therefore we're allowed to go lekula. So the Gemara, we don't see any chilukim about when she's seeing the dam. The shaila is, will this always be a klal? Will we always be able to be so mech lekula that it's a dam makkah? So pretty pashut not, right? It's safek deraisa l'chumra. The only reason we're makel is because of a chazaka, that we have a klal being machriel lekula, taking our safek deraisa and being machriel lekula. So we have to have a chazaka, we have to have a good chazaka telling us that the dam is really dam tahar. So the shail is when do we have this? So the first issue is with an Isha Tahora. Stam an Isha Tahora, we assume she has a Cheskas Tara. Cheskas Tara, that'll be Machriya Hushfekos Lekula. So the truth is, this is not always the case. There's a Sugya of the Gemara and Daft Hesvav that talks about when does a woman have a Cheskas Tara. The Gemara is not talking about case of Rod Machbas Makkah. The Gemara is just talking about in general when could a husband assume that his woman's Tahar. Assume that his wife is Tahora. The Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about a bum and Haderach. The husband comes home from a derech and the wife's asleep. Is he allowed to assume that his wife is Tahora? They didn't have cell phones. He has no way of knowing if she's Tahora. And she's asleep. Can he go into bed with his wife? Now, of course, Kedushas HaZivug, of course, he's not supposed to actually have beer when she's mamash asleep. But L'maisa, the Gemara just deals with the Shaila L'gabi Hilchos Nida, is that if he really has no knowledge whether she's Tahora or not, is he allowed to assume, just based on her Cheskas Tahara, that she is Tahora? So the Mishnah says in Daf Tesvav, Habom min haderech neshem lehem b'cheskas Tahara. Person comes home, he's allowed to assume he left his wife Tahora. So Mistama, she's still Tahora, even without asking her, even though she's asleep. The Gemara adds, though, Tanai. The Gemara says, "V'husha ba matza b'tochi me'o nasa." This is dafka true if he comes b'sochi me'o nasa. This means that the woman's allowed to be presumed Tahora if the husband came back and was before her vesses. If a woman has a vesses kavua, and he comes back after the vesses, so then he can't assume anymore that she's tahora. She has a cheskas tara, but we know that every woman eventually gets her period. And we can't just give a woman a cheskas tara forever, because of course we know that there's a rove that a woman gets her period, and memela ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So, Mamela, at some point, we're going to have to assume that there's a problem with the chazaka. The chazaka can't go on indefinitely. So, Mamela, It's dafka until her own nasa. Now a nasa is if she has a vesis kavua, it's until her vesis kavua. If she doesn't have a vesis kavua, which is most women bizman hazeh, so mamela she goes by the ona benonis, which is 30 days. And if the husband comes back after 30 days, after the day 30th day in the woman's cycle, so now she no longer has this cheskas tara. We don't say anymore that she's the cheskas tara. So in Chinami, there's a yisod that kol nashim cheskas tara lebalehem, but that yisod of cheskas tara, that actual cheskas tara, is only within 30 days. But after 30 days, there's no longer that sort of cheskas tara. So the Ramah tells us that therefore, even though we're tole on a makkah, we're only tole on a makkah before 30 days. The Ramah says, Mishloshim yom l'shloshim yom, she becomes tamei. That, let's say a woman, the Ramah is presuming a case, a woman has a makkah and she's always seeing blood from the makkah. So she's allowed to be, assume she's tahora until 30 days. Once 30 days comes, so she has to now assume that she taka got her period. That some of that dam makkah was not actually dam makkah. Some of it was actually dam from the period. Now the Ramah, he seems to be addressing the case of a woman who's seeing a lot of blood from the makkah and she comes to day 30. What about after day 30? What about if on day 35 the woman still hasn't gotten her period and now she sees dam from a makkah and she's not sure if the dam came from a makkah or if it came from the makkah? Yeah, David.
How does Rabbi know that that's what the Ramah is referring to?
I don't
to?
Know. No, maybe that's not what he's referring to. I was just saying just being minimalistic in the issue he's saying, he just says that from Lamed Yom to Lamed Yom or Matamehar. Right? You're right. He doesn't really say about 35 days. He doesn't address it. I just mean to say the Ramah doesn't befeirish address a woman who sees the first time in 35 days. He's talking about a woman who's seeing and she has a makkah. He says, once 30 days come, she has to assume that she's Tameya. So the Chavistah says that Taka, within this Shita, the Shita which is from Rishonim, there's really no cholik on the basic idea. So the Chavistah says, who would deny if she sees on day 35? A woman sees on day 35, she hasn't gotten her period yet, and now she sees dam, and she's besafik. So what's she going to do with this? So she has to assume l'chumra. So that's the halacha. Halacha l'maisa, this whole heter of dam makka only works until the ona beinonis. But after the ona beinonis, on the day of the ona beinonis and afterwards, so now she can no longer say, I have a chazaka b'machriya milakula. Because the way Tosa says is if we would say that, so we don't have to always be machriya her lakula, and that can't possibly be. Right? A woman certainly gets her period, and therefore her chazaka can't go on indefinitely, and therefore after the onabeinonis, the safek will go lachumra. We'll go by the regular din of safek deraisa lachumra. Now there's just one point we have to point out here. And this is a little bit the lamdasha point. Because you could ask, what bechlal is the din of the woman after day 30? Woman usually sees by day 30, or Chazal told us, Alpi Rov, woman see by the end of day 30. But Stam, a woman on day 32, so what's her din? She doesn't have a cheskas tara. So what does that mean to us? So it's not 100% clear what that means. Right? Perhaps that should mean that she needs a bedika before Tashmish. Perhaps it should mean that he always has to worry that perhaps his woman wife became a nida. Right? If he goes out to a marv and comes home and his wife's asleep, maybe he has to presume she became a nida because she doesn't have a cheskas tara. So perhaps one could think that. I can tell you though the basic assumption in halacha is not that way. We assume that a woman doesn't need bedikos. Not everyone assumes that, but that's generally assumed that women don't need bedikos even after day 30. Not only that, even though the Gemara tells us that a bum in Haderach, someone who comes back from a trip, So Mela, he has it, then he has to be choshesh. His wife became a nida. But Stam, someone who comes back from Mara, if we don't find, he has to assume his wife's a nida. So the chayr of the pshat is that a woman after 30 days, she doesn't mamash have a cheskas tara, but she also doesn't mamash not have a cheskas tara. In halacha, there's two types of chazakos. Okay, one of the basic nukuz in chazakos is that there's two types of chazakos we talk about in halacha. There's a cheskas haguf and a cheskas hadin. A cheskas haguf is the pashat chazaka, sort of the balabatish type of chazaka. That just means if you don't know that something happened, don't assume it happened. If there's been no reusa, nothing to tell me anything changed, assume things haven't changed. Right, a woman, ena chinami, she's after day 30 of her cycle, but there's no reason to think she did become nida. There's nothing telling us that. No reusa, there's nothing to evoke a safek. So, Mamela, as long as there's nothing evoking a suffix, there's a very powerful chazaka called the Cheskes HaGuf. Cheskes HaGuf tells me, assume it didn't happen. Assume she hasn't gotten her period. When an event happens that's a suffix, she sees blood, and now she has a suffix. She doesn't know where the blood came from. Is it from the Makar? Is it from the Makkah? She doesn't know. It really, Metzias is it's a suffix. Metzias, you can't say, oh, Mestamah, nothing happens. Mestamah, she didn't see anything. She did see something. It's just a question in halacha. So l'gabi ha-safik in halacha, the metzias we know is actually a safik here. Something happened and we don't know if she became a need or not. Now, the only way to be machriya such a safik is with a cheskas hadin. A real din telling me, be machriya l'kula, be machriya l'tara. So after day 30, she doesn't have a cheskas hadin anymore. We can't use this halachic principle of cheskas hadin, because we know she's going to become tameh in these days. But, so therefore, we'll go l'chumrah. But when she doesn't see any dam, she sees no safek. There's no safek. There's nothing to be ma'orah safek. There's been no reusa. So, menastam, we're going to assume that she is tahora. Now, right? Yeah, I see.
Could Rabbi explain the difference again?
Yeah, like this. When there's been no reusa, we'll assume there's a cheskas haguf that tells me that assume nothing's changed. And therefore, a woman after 30 days, she still has a cheskas haguf. Meaning, if the husband leaves for 10 minutes and comes back, he's allowed to assume his wife's still tahora. Because there's a cheskas haguf. The question is, did an event happen or didn't an event happen? Assume the event didn't happen. That's a cheskas haguf. Assume the event didn't happen. You want to know, did something happen or did nothing happen? He went to Marv. Did anything happen while he's in Marv? Assume nothing happened. Assume his wife didn't see anything. If his wife did see something, so now there's no cheskas haguf. How do you know the blood is tameh or tahar? You don't know. Something happened. You just want to know, is what happened? Is the blood she saw tamer or tar? There's no way to be machriya that based on a cheskas haguf. For that, we have to use what's called the cheskas hadin. That there's a chazak on this woman, she's tahora. You don't change her din, you assume she stays tahora. And that will be machriya your safek. Even though b'metzias there's a safek, but the cheskas hadin tells me assume that her din didn't change. So after 30 days, we no longer say a cheskas hadin. If an event happens after 30 days, she sees dam, we can't be machriya that lakula. Because she's already in days that she's expected to get her period. But if she didn't see anything, we don't know that she saw anything, so assume nothing happens. So therefore, a man's allowed to assume that his wife is tahora. A woman's allowed to assume she's not seeing blood. She doesn't have to run into a bedikah before tashmish. And the man doesn't have to wake up his wife before he goes into bed with her. Because there's still a cheskas haguf. But once there's a leidus hasafek, so memelo, when there's a leidus hasafek, so after 30 days, you have to be machriya l'chumra. Okay, here's a lamdash in the kuda, but you hear that? So the Shach makes this point, without all the build-up to it, without the lamdash build-up. But the Shach in Sifkat and Chafav makes this point, it's B'Shem Tosus, that if a woman sees dam, even on her Yom HaVeses, this is Kavua, but she knows she's bleeding from a Maka, right? She actually goes and there's a cut in her. She actually cuts herself and she knows the cut is bleeding. So now, even though she has no Cheskas Tahara, but still, there's also been no Leidus HaSafek. There's been nothing to arouse the Safek. Her seeing blood is nothing. It's a meaningless event because we know she's bleeding from the Makkah. Now, of course, it could be that the blood of her Makkah is camouflaging blood from the Makar. That could be. But there's no reason to say that. There's no Leidus HaSafek. So, Memela, we would go Lakula. That's why the Shach says, even a woman on day 33 of her cycle, if she goes to the doctor and the doctor tells her, I'm doing something that will for sure cause bleeding, not it might cause bleeding, but it will, with vados, cause bleeding. If it will absolutely with vados cause bleeding, so there's no reason to be metame her because there's no safek. She just goes with her cheskas haguf. Did she see blood? Didn't she see blood? She has no reason to see she saw blood from the makar. So the male has no reason to be metame. So therefore, that's the one case that a woman could be considered tahar even after 30 days, when it's vaday dam coming from the makar. So that's when she could be tahar even after 30 days. Now, even that kula, though, has an exception. The exception is like this. It's an abam and aderech. When he's bam and aderech, even though there's been no leidus hasafik, he went on a trip, he comes back. He has no reason to see his wife became tamei. Still she's tamei. Still he has to assume she's tamei. And that's because of another principle, is that even though there's no leidus safik, and he hasn't seen anything to be ma'ayra in his mind that the wife got her period, but the very fact that he's been gone for a long time, and he's past the time of her veses, that itself is a leidus hasafek. That itself is a reusa. When he's been gone for a while, so there's been a cumulative effect of the time he's gone. He's been gone for so long, it would be expected in this much time vacation that she would have gotten her period. When he's gone for 10 days, it's assumed she would have gotten her period in those days. So in Mela, we have to assume she got her period. Right? So, I mean, if a woman goes away, if a man goes away, let's say, and he goes away for 5 days, 10 days. But in those days were days that it was assumed she would get her period in those 10 days. Right? Even let's say she leaves on day 32, she hasn't gotten her period. But it comes back on day 40. Generally, al pi rov, the way she's been until now is in those days she would have gotten her period. So Memela, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, and a rove itself is a leidus hasafik, and Memela, that will make a leidus hasafik, and she'll be tameya. She'll be assumed tameya until he knows otherwise. Right, the same way with damaka. Let's say she's constantly seeing blood, right? And we know it's from a maka. There's absolutely no safik. The doctor tells us vados, this woman is 100% of the time always seeing damaka. It's still not going to be able to keep her tahora, because she's no different than the husband who's gone on the derech. Right now, it's like both the husband and the wife together have gone on the derech. They both have no way to tell if she's gotten her period or not. So if such a thing happens, so we go baser rove, and the mela will assume there's a rove, by now she would have gotten her period, so we'll assume she got her period. Yeah.
What case was that?
That's a case. Let's say she's always seeing damp and she knows it's from the Makkah. But a long time has passed. Enough time has passed that we assume she got her period by now. Right. The same thing could be, is like, let's say a woman goes swimming. Okay, she goes swimming. Whenever she goes swimming, even if she goes swimming on her Veses Kavua, and she goes swimming, so when a woman goes swimming in a lake. So now we have no way to know if she got her period or not. Maybe her period came and she saw damage. She wouldn't have noticed it. It's going like so. It doesn't make a woman tameya because there's no leidus hasafek. But let's say a woman was some similar. No woman goes swimming like for days. But if she went swimming, no, she didn't go swimming. Let's say she was a woman chas a shalom, she was in a coma and couldn't see what was happening, and we have no way of knowing what happened while she was out, and she's been out for a while and days that she'd be expected to get her period. So we would say, okay, here there's a real lady that's a suffix because she usually gets her period in this time. Right? So basically, what did we say? We just said like this, that a suffix if it's from the Makkah, so she could only rely on Lakula until day 30. After day 30, a suffix, we go Lachumra. The only way to go Lakula after day 30 is if it was Vaday min HaMakkah. Vaday min HaMakkah, we could still go Lakula because there's no Leidus HaSafik. In a case where there is a Leidus HaSafik, such as a Bum and a Derech, a husband's away for a long time and doesn't know, so then if she's in days that she's likely to get her period, he has to assume she became Tzimea. So that's a general rule about a woman's Cheskas Tara when she's Tahora. Now the other issue is, what about when a woman's Tameya, right? A woman who's Tameya does not have a Cheskas Tara. A woman who gets her period and now has a problem with Makkah, Dam Makkah, so now the tables are turned because now her Chazaka is she's Tameya. A woman, once she gets her period, until she proves that her flow has stopped, that her mind has closed up, it's assumed that she's Tameya. And of course, she doesn't become completely Tahora until she has a Shiv Nekiyim. And then we could presume that she's actually, until then, she's not completely Cheskas Tahara. So what's going to be the din with this woman? So Achronim point out that there's really no Eitzah for this woman. If she's woman who's in Nida, and now she wants to become Tahora, so she has to prove that her mind has closed. So the first thing she's going to need is a Hefsek Tahara. She has to do a Bedika and a good Bedika. If she doesn't do a Bedika, so her Chazaka is that she is Tzmeh, she is seeing them, and that Chazaka is so strong that we know that a woman, if she's in Nida, even if she stops seeing them, she completely stops seeing them, but she doesn't do a Bedika, Afal Pikein, we assume that she's Tamei. We assume she is seeing Dam. We assume, without a Bedika, that she's actually seeing Dam because she's Becheskas Roa. So the Mela, she cannot become Tahora if she doesn't have a clean Bedika. That's Pashat. The only thing she'd do to get out of this, she'd have to do a Bedika Shvoferes. Right? She could do a Bedika Shvoferes that she, right, the whole Bedikas Shofar is described in Shulchan Aruch to prove the dam's coming from the Tzadim and actually prove that no dam is coming from the Makar. Unless you could do that, she'll be Tzimea. If there's a Makar in the Makar, so even Bedikas Shofar won't help because she's actually seeing dam coming from the Makar. So even if there's a Makar in the Makar, but there's going to be no way to be Mutar her. The same thing will be true in Shiv Nekiyim. Shiv Nekiyim, she needs to have a good Bedika. And Shiv Nekiyim, so of course, the Chatchila, she needs two Bedikas a day. So, B'Shas HaTchach, a woman who can't become Tahora, so occasionally we could even be Makel with one Bedika in all the Shiv Nekiyim. But But that Bedika has to be a good Bedika. You have to have a good Bedika. Because without a good Bedika, the whole point of Shiv Nekiyim, you're trying to prove her blood stops, and you need a Bedika to prove that her mind of Tzdam Tame has closed up. So without that, it's not going to work. So somehow she's going to have to pull that off. Now otherwise, if she could get a good Bedika in Shiv Nekiyim, if she could get a Hefsek Tahara, then Be'etzim, if she sees Dam, right, let's say she sees Dam and she knows Vaday the Dam's coming from the Makkah, the Vados, so then we could disregard the blood. Because there's no Suffolk, there's been no Leidus HaSuffolk, no Reus on Hashiv Nekiyim, because Eina Chinami, she's seeing Dam on Hashiv Nekiyim, but we know that the Dam's coming from the Makkah. So Memel, it's no different than if she goes swimming in Shiv Nekiyim. That Eina Chinami, we're not checking her right now, there's no proof she's not seeing, but Lamaisa, there's been no Reusa. Now, there still could be a problem, right? If a woman had some sort of chronic maka, this isn't the way it generally is, but if a woman had a maka that's always bleeding and shiv nakiyam, right? So probably she won't be able to get a good hefsek tara or won't be able to get a good bedika. But if she did, but she's bleeding, she goes 2 days straight in shiv nakiyam bleeding, right? So that lamaisa will still be a problem, even if it's a vade min amakar, because the assumption of shiv nakiyam, the premise of the din of shiv nakiyam, is safala lash shivas yamim, is that she has some sort of awareness that she's tahar, even if she doesn't do a bedika. But if she has to have some sort of basis for saying that she's not a zava. If there's no basis to say she's not a zava, you're still going to have a problem. So let's say she's go a whole day, and the full day she's seeing dam. So lemaisa, you can't say there's been any sphira on that day. You can't say that there's been anything to show. You know, it's no different than if she was in a coma. She was completely oblivious on that day to any sort of sphere whatsoever. So, l'chara, that won't make a tahara. She has to at least know on that day, okay, she saw it down from the makkah, but there are also some moments on that day that she wasn't flowing blood, and she could say, oh, I see that I'm not a zava. And that a zava is presumed that she continually sees dam. But lemaisa, a regular case, the normal case is that a woman sees down from a makkah, she sees it, occasionally sees blood from the makkah, and she knows the vados, the dam is coming from the makkah, so we could be matar her. Now what if she doesn't know the blood's coming from the makkah? Let's say she has a makkah, it's yidua that it's mostly dam, but she doesn't know it's from the makkah. Maybe it's coming from the makar. So now, what's the din? Right? B'kitzur safek. In shiv nakiyam, what would the din be if she has a safek, it's from the makkah, safek from a makar? She doesn't know where the blood's coming from. She doesn't know her makkah's bleeding. She just knows the makkah could bleed, and she's in shiv nakiyam. So could we go lakula? So the Pasha says no. Pasha says that's Safek Dereisa Lechumra, and there's no Cheskas Tahara. There's nothing telling me, no Machriya to be Machriya Le Tahara. So the Chavastas, so he says a Akula. He says that even in Shiv Nakiyam, sometimes we could use a Cheskas Tara, even in Shiv Nakiyam when she's Tzimeya. Sometimes we could be Machriya Lakula. And he makes a chiluk between the first 3 days of Shiv Nakiyam and the last 4 days of Shiv Nakiyam. He says, in the first 3 days of Shiv Nakiyam, so he says there's really nothing to Machriya your Safek. We have no way to know if it's coming from the Makkah or the Makar. And that's because in the first 3 days of Shiv Nakiyam, it's quite likely that blood could come from the makar. I think we mentioned that one time the Sefer HaTrumah. It's really from Kuf Tzadi Vav. There's a Sefer HaTrumah that says we, even for Ksamim, we cannot rely on Tzlios in the first 3 days of Shiv Nakiyam. Even though normally Kesem were Tola Lakula, but not in the first 3 days of Shiv Nakiyam, because in the first 3 days of Shiv Nakiyam, it's very likely for dam to come from the makar. Because in a chinam, we know she got a hefsek tara, we know her dam stopped, but we also know that sometimes the blood will stop and then start again, or stop and a little bit more is left and will come out again. So therefore, the first 3 days, the makar is still a good candidate for us being a source for the dam. So even though the blood could be coming from the makar, so could be coming from the makkah, but lemaisa is still a safik. Is it coming from the makar? Is it coming from the makkah? And therefore, there's nothing to be machriya or safik, right? And she's becheskas tuma. There's nothing really to be machriya or safik. But the Chavis Das says in the last 4 days of Shiv Nakiyam, so she's already managed to go 3 days without seeing any dam makkah. Memela, now she could say like this. Normally, it's very unusual for a woman to see dam in the last 4 days of Shiv Nakiyam. Last 4 days of Shiv Nakiyam, you know, any postik will tell you, and any person will tell you, that in those last 4 days, if a woman sees dam, it's very likely Dam Makkah. It's very likely Dam Makkah just because Dam Makkah is so much more mutsy in those days than Dam Nidus, because that's the time that she normally doesn't see Dam Nidus. She's already just had her period, and now she's had a period of 3 days of not seeing anything, and she had a good Hefsek Tara. Why is this blood starting again? So then the Chav Stas says we could be Machriya Lakula. Now, it's definitely not the regular Cheskes Tara, because the woman's not Tahora, but it's a din of being tolen the Matsui. Since the Makkah is Yidu Hashem Motzi Dam, and the Makkah is not Yidu Hashem Motzi Dam, the Makkah is expected to be closed right now, and therefore we say that the more likely candidate for the blood is the Makkah, more than the Makar, and therefore we could be Tola Lekula. So therefore, just be kitzer, just say it over in a nutshell what we said is a little bit complicated, but the basic nutshell is the heter of Dam Makkah is a heter until 30 days. A suffix where the dam's coming from, until 30 days, your machria lekula. After 30 days, you are not machria lekula. And so too, in Shiv Nakim, in the first 3 days of Shiv Nakim, you cannot be Tola Lakula. The only heter will be in the last 4 days of Shiv Nakim, in the first 3 days of Shiv Nakim, or after day 30 in her cycle. The only heter will be is a Makkah that's Vadai Motzi Dam. But Safik Motzi Dam will have to be Machriya Lechumra. So that's the basic din, and there's a din that the bedikos that are ma'akev, lahalacha, they all have to be done and they all have to be come out clean. So that's the end of the sugya of Makkah. Okay. Now I'm just going to say something about the beginning of Kuf Pei Ches. What I'm going to talk about has nothing to do with Kuf Pei Ches, actually. It's not found in Kuf Pei Ches, so if you haven't seen Kuf Pei Ches, don't worry about it. I assume everyone who's been learning until now isn't stopping for the break either to learn. I'll stop giving the shiur just in case, but you know, you could already get a start on Kuf Pei Ches. So just talk a general shaila really applies in all areas of halacha, but a little bit more nogeya here with the shaila Kuf Pei Ches. Is seeing blood. Seeing blood happens to be the most common sort of shaila that probably Rabbanim are asked in general. So just speak a little bit about when a person asks a Rav, and when they could just be so mech that they know themselves, know halacha themselves, and could rely on themselves. So there's a few of finem of the shaila, but the first real issue is let's say ourselves, or you know, if we have anyone who's done shemush, the husband knows a little bit. The husband has done shemush and knows halacha. He knows he's seen enough that he has a sense of what's Torah and Tami. Can the wife ask her husband? Can a person paskin for themselves? When do they have to ask a shayla? So can a person paskin for herself? Can a wife paskin for herself? So there are a number of Kala teachers, I mean, I've definitely heard this, that there are women who are taught that they're not allowed to ask the shaylas to their husband. They have to always ask a rav. And the reason for this is because the husband has negios. The husband very much wants his wife to be tahora, and therefore, perhaps, we could say they have to worry about negios. They have to worry that the husband can't paskin. Now the emesis, just off the bat without seeing anything, l'chayra, this definitely couldn't be true in an absolute sense, right? People could always have negios. Rabbanim could always have negios. Everyone in their whole life, we're always making decisions. We don't always have to ask shilos, right? It's really no different than other shaylas, right? We all assume that we know the emes and we know the emes negios. If there were negios on every rav, so maybe every rav has negios. Chazan just points out this would undermine all of the Masorah of Klal Yisrael, right? Negios. Everyone has negios, but we assume that we keep halacha, we know emes, and we don't. This is really for a Musar Seder. It's not something that really should come into halacha. Lameisa, though, there are a number of stark makoros that tell us that if a person has a strong negia, that there's room, at least in certain circumstances, for a person to be choshed themselves. So the basis of this chash is a Mishnah in the Gam. In the Gam, the Mishnah tells us, Kol ha-negam adam roa chutz minigei atzmo. A Kohen cannot see his own negam. So from a pasuk, it says, V'chuva al ha-Kohen, that he's brought to a Kohen, but a Kohen can't see himself. And the Mishnah says it's not only negam. It says, Kol ha-nedarim adam matir chutz minigei atzmo. Kol ha-bechoros adam matir chutz minigei atzmo. A bechor that has a mum, and it's a suffix if it's a mum or not, and the owner has a strong negia, he wants to be able to shecht his animal and eat it. Of bechor that a mum, he's not allowed to eat. So he has to ask a shayla. He must ask the shayla. He cannot say, I'm a Talmud Chacham and I know it's kosher. I know it's a mum. Even though he's a person who all day long sits and answers other people's shilos in their animals and tells them if it's mutter to shecht or not. But for himself, even if he feels confident, he knows he still has to ask a shayla. He has to ask to have a heter here. So we see there really is room to say a person, there's room for a person to be choshed themselves. There's a Gemara, famous Gemara, Sanhedrin Yud Ches, that says a Kohen Gadol is puzzled to be on the Bezdin of Ibur Hashana. The Bezdin that's being done if we should add an extra Adar. Because the Kohen Gadol will not want to add an extra Adar, because he knows if he adds an extra Adar, Yom Kippur in the following year will come out later in the solar year. And more likely that it'll be cold in the Beis HaMikdash, and his feet will get cold on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol couldn't wear socks and had to walk barefoot, and the stones could be cold. And this would be a negia, and therefore he should not be part of the Bezdin. Right? So a very frightening Gemara. That's something the Bali Musar make a big deal about, is that sometimes we have to be choshed ourselves. So what does halacha say about this in other areas, right? So his woman, wife being tahor is definitely a big negiah, and what should be the din? So the Chazon Ish of Emunah B'Tachon writes very stark. He thinks that there's no room for a Talmud Chacham to seriously be choshed himself. And he writes a long piece, and he's attacking a particular Baal Musar who taught that every Talmud Chacham needs to learn Musar. And not only that, a Talmud Chacham who has not learned Musar cannot be considered a true Talmud Chacham and a true Mora Hora, because he is certainly fraught with Negios. He has Negios and he has bad Midos if he hasn't learned Musar. And I don't know why this Baal Musar was assuming that. I don't know that's true. But he was assuming that if you haven't been a Baal Musar, you have bad midos, right? And also not necessarily true. There are Baal Musar, I know, with bad midos, and people don't learn Musar with very good midos. It's not such a raya. But the Chazon Ish doesn't make that point. But this Baal Musar made such a claim. We can't trust people who don't learn Musar. So Chazon Ish wrote a long piece. Very stark part was censored out, but very, very fire and brimstone against this, saying that Chas v'Shalom, you just undermine Torah, the whole Mesorah of Torah, that not every Talmud Chacham in the Mesorah necessarily learns Musar, and there's a din that Maharachere Rabbo, Maharachere Ashchina, You know, there's a trust that we give to Talmid Chachamim that the Torah wants us to trust Talmid Chachamim. It's something the Torah wants, you know, and to undermine it like that is really a terrible thing. So he has a very long hashkafa piece there, but Lamaisa, he has to deal as well with the halacha, because we just saw that the Arma Chorus, that the Talmud Chacham, it is choshesh himself sometimes. So the Chazner says that the only time a Talmud Chacham is choshesh himself is when there's a din to be choshesh himself, because there's a din in psak halacha. He says it's not really a actual chashash. If you want to know, could you trust the Talmud Chacham? You could. Could a Talmud Chacham trust himself? Yes, he could. But there's a higher level of gzeiros akasiv of ha shochad yaver ene pikchim. There's a din to gzeiros akasiv to be even more careful, even more vigilant. And for that reason, in certain halachos, we have to be careful, right? By negam, there's gzeiros akasiv to be careful. By a bechar has a din. It's not a regular psak. A bechar needs a bezdin to paskin on a bechar, or a yachin mumcha. Not every rav could paskin on bechars. The Bezin of Ibur Hashanah is something that is a real din Torah. But Stam, a Rav Paskening, he doesn't have to be Choshet himself. So that's what the Chaznish writes. But he's not really writing halachic piece, and he doesn't really deal with all the questions in halacha. The truth is, it's not really so pashut. It's not so pashut to say that. Because the Gemara of Bechoros Laman Aleph, so it's discussing the din that occasionally a posuk has to be choshed himself by bechar, and the Gemara seems to say it's not limited to bechar or to tsaras. The Gemara says v'nishal al tarosav. The Gemara says even though al tamar chacham has to be choshed himself, nevertheless he could be asked on a suffik halacha concerning his taharos. There's a suffik that arises if the Talmud Chacham's own taharos, own food that is makbet to eat but tahara, has become tummy. So the Gemara says you're allowed to ask the shayla to the Talmud Chacham himself, the hachazilebi meitu maso, because the Talmud Chacham could eat it when he's tummy. Since everyone becomes tummy sometimes, and therefore even if his taharos becomes tummy, it's not going to be a hefsid gomer, because he still use it to eat it when he himself is tummy. So memela, he's not so chashed, it's not such a negia, and therefore you're allowed to be somech on the Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara says, if the Talmud Chacham was a kohen, and he was eating truma, and a suffolk arose as to whether his truma became tummy, and if his truma becomes tamei, he has to burn the truma. There's no way to save this truma, and therefore it's a significant hefset to the Talmud Chacham. Memela, you cannot ask a shayla to the Talmud Chacham himself, to the Bailam himself. So memela, what do we see? We see that this is not a din of bezdin. This is a regular psak halacha of tum and tara. And in Mela, there's a din, you have to be choshesh, Talmud Chacham has to be choshesh himself. So the Chazanish, unfortunately, didn't bring up that shayla and what he says about that shayla. So I assume what he would answer is that there's an answer given in the Chavos Yair, in Simon Kuf Chav Vav. So he deals with this question. He says, why is it that we take a seat of Talmud Chacham is choshesh himself? So he says, al derech lechazanish, he says no. Avada Talmud Chacham could rely on himself, but the question was, we're asking a question. We're saying, are we allowed to bring the question before the Talmud Chacham? We're talking about a question that's known to the rabbim. The people in the household know the shayla, and then we're saying, don't ask the Talmud Chacham, because if you ask the Talmud Chacham himself, the Chavos Yair says that'll be lies on the Talmud Chacham. They'll ask the shayla, and the other members of the household, the other people who are aware of the shayla, they'll bring it to the Talmud Chacham and they'll be choshed the Talmud Chacham. They'll think perhaps he has a neki, and it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. We don't want people being choshed. When he says tahar, we don't want people to say, oh, maybe he was matar because he hasn't worked on his midos enough. Maybe he just wants, he's choshed for his own hefsid. So because of that, the Chachamim didn't want a person to be asked about his own shaylos. But be'etzem, min hadin, there really would be no problem. Be'etzem, a person, a Talmud Chacham is assumed to be above personal negios. There's one Gemara that seems to bring out at least this theme of the Chavos Yar. There's a Gemara in Chulin Mem Dalet that says that if there's a Safek Trefa, someone, not the Talmud Chacham himself, but someone comes to a Rav with a Shaila, and it's an animal that has a Safek, the animal is Treif, and the Rav Paskins Lakula, the Gemara says the Talmud Chacham should not eat of that animal. He himself should not eat from the meat of the animal. And the Gemara says that even though Me'ikra Adin is mutter, Me'ikra you could be some from the Talmud Chacham, it's mutter, and therefore Me'ikra Adin the Talmud Chacham could eat from the animal. It says Avul Amru Chachamim Harchek Min Hakir Umin Adomalo. You should distance yourself from something that's ugly. He shouldn't do something that looks bad. A person, once he's answered the Shaila, he shouldn't partake of it. So Memela, the Chavos Yar, understood that so too the question of Talmud Chacham being asked on his own food, right, when it's his own property, so then the halacha is he shouldn't be asked at all, but really it's just because of chashash of Laz and Chil Hashem, and it looks ugly, it doesn't look good. So Memela, you should ask someone else so you could show clean its objective. So l'chor, that could be the sheet of the Chazanish, that there's really no chashar. Now with that, just to get back to our shayla of Damnida, so Memela, you could say that by Damnida, who's being asked the shayla? It's just the wife asking the husband her shayla. Nobody knows about this, no one's being choshed. If the wife wants to be choshed to her husband, she's already in trouble. You know, already they're having marriage problems, but be'etzem, there's nothing wrong. It's not something that's going to be known about, it's not going to make laws. And the Mela, as long as the wife trusts her husband, she could ask her husband. Now, with this seems to be the Parshas Halacha, because there's a Tosfos in Nida Daf Chaf that actually writes this. The Tosfos Nida Daf Chaf, he makes a point that the Mishnah says, all the Negama a person could see besides for his own, and all the Nedarim besides for his own, and all the Bechorim besides for his own. Tosfos says, why doesn't the Mishnah also say, all Damim, all blood, a person could see besides for the Dam of his wife? It's not such a compelling question, really, because, of course, probably a lot of things were left off of that list. But Lameisa, Tosfos thought that the fact that the Mishnah was limiting itself to certain cases and didn't say it as a rule across the board, so he says that shows that Be'etzem, a Talmud Chacham, could paskin the maris of his wife. Problem is, the Gemara itself isn't mashma that way. The problem is that the Gemara says that Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, would always ask her shailas to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. And the Gemara actually says Rav Nachman was a Bucky in Dam. But Afal Pekin, she always asked her shayles to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So the question is why didn't she ask to her own husband, Rav Nachman? Same sort of question comes up in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that Mordechai showed her Dam to the Chachamim. Right? The Gemara says that somehow Esther was able to escape the palace and go to her husband's Mordechai. And the Gemara says that she would show her dam neither to the Chachamim. She would manage to do that even when she's in the palace. So the shayla is why didn't she just show it to Mordechai? So l'chayra, it would be possible to assume that it's because of this reason. A very reasonable explanation would be is because she was choshed, or she was supposed to be choshed. She wanted to ask someone who's being objective. Lameisa Tosfos says not that way. So it could be Tosfos said not that way because he held by the Chazanish, and he didn't like the whole idea of being a Talmud Chacham having to be choshed himself. And therefore, this is the basic halacha, that by dam, a woman should be able to ask her husband. So that's the Chazanish. That's the Chazanish. Yeah.
Is all this only if the husband's a Talmud Chacham? Or if he just knows the
halachas? Oh, so we'll talk about that soon. Let's assume we're talking about Talmud Chacham who be'etzem is fit to paskin nidush shaylas, mara shaylas. So that's the mahalach. It's not the only mahalach here. There's another mahalach here. I mean, according to that mahalach, really, a person never has to be choshesh himself, ever. Unless it's going to make a laz, unless it's a part of a bezdin, a talmid chacham never has to be choshesh himself. Right? That's the very enjoyable psak, right? Who wants to be choshesh themselves? Okay? But it's not the only mahalach here. It's not the only mahalach. There is a mahalach here that really does seem to go more with the Bali Musr's mahalach. Really, well, perhaps is a little bit more pashtut in the Gemara's, which we see there's definitely some basis for a person being choshesh himself. So the Chassam Sofer in Nidah Daf Chaf, so he says a different mahalach. He says no. He thinks you really do have to be choshesh yourself. He says this Tosfos that says by Riyas Dam you don't have to be choshesh yourself. This was Dafka Adin by Riyas Dam. He says, but by regular psak halacha, avada Tosus would assume you have to be choshesh yourself. He says Tosus was bothered dafka by dam. He was bothered saying that you have to ask a shayla, and the reason why is because dam nida is a very pashut type of a psak. Either you know it or you don't know it. But Hashem will see in kuf pei ches such a asik you hear about shemush lemaisa and kuf pei ches in shulchan aruch is really. There's really very little to say about it. The emes is even in the Gemara, there's little to say about it. There are four shades of blood, and you have to know those four shades of blood. But if you know it, says the Chassam Sofer, it's something that you just either you know it or you don't know it, right? Knowing colors, I know it's red, I know it's green, I know it's blue, I even know different shades of it. It's not something that my Yetzer Hara is going to get me on. But the Chassam Sofer says, when does the Gemara say that a person has to be choshed himself? That's by things that are hard issues. You know, they want to be mavar to be ma'aber the shana, or different issues. There are different issues. He says a psak halacha or safek treifa, something that could be complicated. So then a person had to be choshed himself. So the Chassam Sofer says, really, we have to limit Tosfos' heter to dafka something that's absolutely pasha. It doesn't need any lamdas to it, but a more lamdas shayla. So then we say hashochid yaver enei pikchim, right? You know, in Din Torah, there's so many different studim and ways of seeing things and different issues. So then we have to worry that unconsciously something will creep into the mind of the Talmud Chacham, and unwittingly he'll come to be matter and iser. Now he brings a Gemara that really seems to a little bit bring out at least this idea. There's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, if there was ever a suffix treif in his house, even when he felt it was mutter, afal pikein, he wouldn't eat from the meat. Because since he paskined leheter, he wouldn't want to eat from it. And the Gemara says, a chilak. The Gemara says, if the question was a question in svara, so then he wouldn't eat from the meat. He says, but if the halacha was something b'gemara, it was something that was simply pashut, it was simply a gemara meaning a mesorah, it was something that was a straight out din, so then he would eat from it. Because then he wouldn't be choshen himself. But if it was a suffix, if it was a suffix in svaros, he would be choshed himself. I mean, he would pass on the heter, and the heter would stand, but he would be choshed himself. Now, it's not clear in the Gemara what he's talking about. Is he talking about it was his own behema that he was actually passing it for himself, or was it someone else's behema? So what we see is, though, that there's a chilek in a person being choshed himself. There's a chilek between whether it's something tali in svara or tali in gemara. If it's something that you just have to know, so you assumed he knew. You know, sometimes the question is just a beferish mishnah brura, it's beferish halacha, and you just know this is pashut. So in mele, you don't have to be choshed yourself. But something that's less objective, more you have to think about, so in mele, says the Chassam Sofer, that there's good reasons to be choshesh on it. Chazinsh will have to say this is just a chassidus. Right? He can't deny this is either this is chassidus or he did it because of some sort of fear of Laz. But Lamaisa, we see this such a thing. Also, the Gemara says in Chulam Mem Daled, the Gemara says, who is considered a Talmud Chacham? Who do we see as a true Talmud Chacham? It's someone who paskins an Isser Trefa for themselves. That if they, Rashi says it means, when there's a tam lakan or lakan, it's a shaila that there's two ways to go, and the Talmud Chacham paskins himself the Isser. So Mameila, that shows he's a Talmud Chacham. Tosfos says, what does he mean as a Talmud Chacham? He says a Talmud Chacham means that halachically we're allowed to return to him an Aveda even without a simen. Right? Everyone normally, we can't return an Aveda without a simen. We're choshed people. But a true Talmud Chacham in each MS, we return it without a simen. So what do we see from this Gemara? L'chor we see an interesting thing with this Gemara. On one hand, the Gemara seems to be telling us that Talmud Chacham could paskin for himself. But mitzad shein, the Gemara is telling me that a person is chosher, a person is chosher himself. A true Talmud Chacham paskins for himself Isser, and then we know he's a true Talmud Chacham. So it's sort of, the Gemara is not 100% clear what it's saying. It's sort of saying, like, he could have paskin for himself, right? It's a little bit, it's hard to even imagine a person cannot paskin, it's asur to paskin for yourself. How does a person go through his day if it's asur to paskin for himself? But we see there really is a makam of chshad. It's a makam of chshad. He himself, if he thinks he could do it, so he could do it. No one could tell him what he could do. If he's confident it's mutter, it's mutter. But be'etzem, there is be'etzem a metzias of a chshad on a person, and therefore it proves a person the true Talmud Chacham when they paskin al-chumra for themselves. So this is a real, seems to be some real basis. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he quotes from the Chaya Adam that a person, even if they're a dayan, by their own shailos, their own dinei mamnas, they always should ask somebody else. We find this actually a Gemara, but Mitzir Chavdala, the Gemara tells us a maisa with Rav Ami and a maisa, a different maisa with Yitzchak Nafcha, they both had shailos, they found avedos, and they had a shailos who was mutter or not. It says they went into the Beis Medrash, and the Beis Medrash was matter for them. Now these are the Gedoli Hadar. Rav Ami was the Gadol Hadar after Rav Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha was the Gadol Hadar, and it says they went to the Beis HaMedrash and they were matter to them. So Pashta says it's because they didn't want to rely on themselves. So Vada, there's definitely something to be said for Bali Musar, something to be said for being choshed ourselves. The other Mahalach here is actually from a Rishon, the Rash and the Mishnais in the Gam. So he is also mistapik on this Nakuda when he had to be choshed himself. And he says, together Efsher, he says, but Efsher, there's room to be Mechalek, along the Shechilik here. He says, if it's a Schazik Yisura, if there's something that's presumed to be Aser, and then the Rav is paskining a Heter, so then a person can't paskin on his own Shilos. He says, but something that is not presumed to be Aser is completely unknown to anyone if it's Aser or if it's Mutter. So then a Talmud Chacham could paskin for himself. Now the lumdus in this chilek is based on a din we know in general, an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad neman b'Yisurim. He's neman, if we have a suffix, he could be Mavar. To be Mavar is something, any Yid is neman to be Mavar. That this is from Meal Mart, it's not from McDonald's. Any Yid's Neman. But when it says Chazik Yisura, something that's presumed to be Aser, then a Yid's not believed we need Bedafka to Eidim. We need a din of Eidus. So too says the Rash by Psak Halacha. When something, we just need a beer. We don't know if it's Mutter, we don't know if it's Aser, we have no way to know either way. You want to know, is this a Shakal or a Mizonos? Any shayla that comes up, that's not an Isser Veheter question. But Isser Veheter, a regular thing, I really have no idea if this is Mutter or Asr, this meat. If it's Basr B'chal or shayla. I have no idea what it is. So Mameila, a person can pass it for himself. But something that has been presumed, the Pashas is that it's Asr, and you want to come, the Talmud Chacham is going to tell us alumnus why it's Mutter. So then a person has to be choshed himself. So that's something that also some bring lahalacha. There's a taz in Hilchos Shechita. in Simon Yud Ches, he brings that lahalacha. He says, if a suffix arises in Shechita, so Shechita is Chazig Isura. Behema b'chaya b'cheskas isra medes. And the shaylat, the Shechita was good. So the Taz says, a person can't paskin for himself. The Chachmas Adam as well writes this about Tzvila. A suffix arises in a Tzvila, he says the husband shouldn't paskin, because there's a cheskas tumma. Cheskas tumma, so we want we want an objective person to paskin. So that's also tzaren halacha. There are those who bring that lahalacha. The Badei Shulchan writes that lahalacha. Some others, the Chotashani. Some go straight with the Chazanish. The Rav Yashiv in Mishnas HaShulchan, he's quoted as just saying you could always ask shaylas to your husband. Lameisa, I saw the Sefer Tziuni Tahara. So he just writes, he says there's room to be mekel completely. He says it's better, and he says the minig is that men is better. If there's something that's a suffix that takes a certain amount of lamas, it's not completely pashas to the husband, so he should ask a shayla. Okay, so just talk quickly, not much time. So just about the issue about what we're talking about, really, if the husband really knows halacha. What if they don't know halacha? What if they haven't done shemesh and they don't have real bekiyas here in answering shaylas, but they have seen this sort of shayla before and they could tell that this bedika is no worse than the last bedikah that they asked the rabbi when he was matter. They could see that this is definitely no worse than things they've seen matter. Could they just rely and assume they haven't done shemesh, but they've asked a number of shaylas and they know enough to be matter. So this shayla a little bit is in the Gemara. Arguably, this is the case in the Gemara. The Gemara needed daf chaf. It has an ibaydalo ifshita. If a woman says kizet tirli ish ploni chacham. Mahu. The Gemara asks, if a woman says, I saw something just like this, and a Chacham Ploni was matter it, can we rely on this woman? Adkan the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Shaila, and the Gemara leaves it as an Ibaidalu Ifshita. The Gemara says, it's a suffix if we could rely on a woman to say that she saw this color down before, and a Rav was matter to her. So it's brought up lehalacha that we have to be choshesh lechumra, because in the Baidalo Ishtata in the Gemara. So what does that say to us? So it could be telling us a big chumra to say that no, you're not allowed to rely. What do we have against this woman? Lechumra, all we have against this woman is that she's not a posek, and she's not a posek, and lemaisa, you could get mixed up. Maybe assume she's getting mixed up. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, Chelek Beis Simon Ayin Aleph, and he writes that it's Pasha Timitz Mutter. He says, how could you be asked? Why should this be different than anything else in Halacha? We ask shaylas, we get answers, and then we don't have to keep bothering a Rav again. L'maisa, a person asks the shayla, he knows this is no worse than my last shayla, so to be able to be Mekel. He says, I the Gemara, what do we do with the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch? He says, you find in Rishonim, and many Rishonim say, that this wasn't Stam, a woman saying to herself. Rashi says it's a case of the woman is saying to someone else. She's saying, Kizet Tirli Ish Ploni, she's paskening for her neighbor. She's paskening for another person. Or the Rashba and the Ramban, they say we're talking about a woman who's being made before a Chacham. The woman is going to a Rav, let's say a young Israel Rav, and she's saying, I have a Mesorah from Rav Yashiv, he paskins, this is Mutter. Can we accept her Edus on colors and be Matters? Or do we have to be Choshesh that she doesn't have her colors clear? Every color is hard to be precise with colors. So in that, the Shulchan Aruch is Machmer. Because there, she's being a posek, she's paskening for other people, giving over a psak, so then it already takes somebody, you can only do that with a person who's a real baki. Without a bikiyas, you can't be somich on their psak. But avada for herself, and the only question is Lagabi herself, so mamela for herself, she knows this is mutter, she knows this is mutter, and Rav Moshe says there's no reason to second guess herself. And the other point here is to point out is that Bimei Chazal, of course, we'll talk about that there was a lot of dinim in seeing dam. There was precise colors of red that they assered. There was colors that we would asser today that they were matter. So today we asser anything that's noted ladzmimus. And in Mela, if a woman could say with confidence that this is no more red than the last shayla I asked, so in Mela there's room to say that she could be mekal. Right? I'm a little hesitation that she really has to know. You know, sometimes really people do get confused. You know, sometimes they really are surprised. But if it's something that she feels confidence, l'chara, her confidence, she could rely on her confidence. Now, just one last issue here is what about the chlal answering shaylos? The person has shimush answering shaylos, but they're not be'etzem atam l'chacham. Right, stam a person, even without a formal shemesh, but they've been married for a long time and stam answering shilos. What about a woman answering shilos? There's a question today that some communities have, they call it a yoetzes, a woman who could be consulted to answer shilos, and the premise being is that modern Orthodox women don't like asking shilos to Rabbanim, and they like asking another woman. And therefore, is that acceptable? Should that be acceptable? So, off the bat, right, my initial Kishka reaction would be is no. The reason why no is because there are halachos about psak. Psak halacha, to paskin halacha, you have to be hegiel lahora. There's halacha that a person who paskins who's not hegiel lahora is a terrible thing. And in addition to that, you can't paskin, person can't paskin within Gimel Parsos of their Rebbe or someone who's fit to be their Rebbe. It has to be that they're a person who really is in the position that they're the Mora Hara. So Mamelo, but Etzem, the Pashas, we would think would be no. But Lamaisa, there is a tshuva of the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer Rav, Chaim Tzanz, who is Matter. And there's really good reason to be Matter. There's a Feferish Gemara, neither Dafir Gimel, that discusses a chareshes, a deaf woman who everyone in her neighborhood would ask their shilos. They'd all ask her, bring their shilos to her, to see their dam. Rashi says she was bekiya to be mavchin, which dam is tamen, which dam is tahar. And the Gemara seemed to see no problem in that. So, the Sanzerov says, the emphasis is a pashut reason to perhaps be mekel is what we said from the Chassam Sofer. Is that psak halacha, we need a real posek, we need a real chumra of psak halacha when it's a complicated shayla. There's some lumdus in the shayla. But something like stam or metzias, so what's wrong if a woman knows the metzias? Perhaps a woman can know the metzias very well. So in mela, that would be a reason to be mekel. But prapis man hazeh, we're really just telling you, is this blood or is this red or is it not red? So perhaps it's really a woman also who she's had a lot of experience, she could relay that information. But lamaisa l'chayr, that's only true by this issue of seeing psak. Okay, it's marav now. Okay, yashkayach everyone, yashkayach, this is Shem next man. I didn't realize there's actually marav going on. Okay, kol tov, thank you everyone, yashkayach. Thank you everyone for coming, thank you for this man, this is Shem. Okay, kol tov. Okay, Rav Yaakov, so they're in the base medrash, I didn't realize that. I thought I could go over a minute, but I actually can't go over a minute. All right. How's it going, Yako? How's Rev Kelimer?
It got much more serious after Shabbat.
I got your message. I didn't know what to say. And I assumed in the Shovavim, so in my Tshuva, so hopefully my Tshuva and Shovavim is going to work for this too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm sure
it helps. Okay, but Shem. Ooh, wow. How are you doing?
I was thinking, Rabbi Murray, you know why, this week?
Yeah?
Why would I be thinking of you this week, Rabbi Murray?
Show of them. I'll tell you, Bahav is hard to do. I have to tell you, I
think of Bahav, but not thinking of show of them. Oh, so we never did it. We never heard of this.
MTA. Oh, I have twins. You know I have twins? I have twins who are looking into Masiftas now. So I always like to tell them that MTA is a very nice Masifta.
That's right. It's called MTA.
Yes. But the M actually stands for Manhattan, though, right? But
I think it's called the
Marsha Stern Talmudic Academy. Is that what it was?
I don't remember. I can tell you something that you didn't know. I got a message about a month ago that Rabbi Rapp passed away. He had to be about 100 years old. Rabbi Moshe Rapps.
Oh, wow.
Rabbi Rapps.
Rabbi Rapps was one of the older Rabbeim in our days.
Yeah. And he passed away a month ago.
Oh, Baruch Dynamis.
About 100, maybe more than 100.
Wow.
Maybe more than 100 even.
Halavai, we should get there and more.
I mean, but you special,
Yeah.
So, is anybody peanut butter on the ceiling? Are you home now, or do you have peanut butter on the ceiling right now?
It's a little funny. I actually don't have real internet in my house. What do you think about that?
Only in the driveway?
Yeah. So I'm in my I'm at my in-laws' house. I'm in my in-laws' basement.
I see. Okay. Manage to the basement. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm just saying, it was a classic moment. Watching the video with
Yaakov
with
the
Yim Shear.
Oh, gorgeous.
Can maybe please pull closer up to the driveway? That's like a classic moment. Your kids are outside, we're running around, taking the cars in the driveway.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. The tub was in charge of the house. You're in charge.
Yeah.
Who's the big thing around the house?
Not precious. You work from the house? What do you do? You go to work?
Okay. Yeah, they don't want you in the office. You go to the office. If anything happens, then they have the contact tracing. It's like a big thing. So they don't, not to mention, to get to the office, they take the railroad and everything. Nobody should be taking the railroad unless it's really absolutely critical. They don't want you to take the railroad.
Wow.
The railroads are not safe. The trains or whatever, they're totally. Man, if you gotta take a car ride somewhere, but if you gotta. I think the railroad, mass transit, totally not safe.
Have a good show of him.
You're an expert about all the songs of the 1960s and 70s.
You play them for him? I don't think Yaakov listens to that.
I don't think Yaakov even knows what it is. The thing is, if it's worth a day, you wouldn't know what it is either.
Yeah. How do you... He came out so tar and kaddish. This is your influence. It's very beautiful.
This isn't back in Shalom, then, you know. Like, this is... What did I know, you know? walking around the dorm room in Shalom, you know. So whatever. You're 16 years old, 17 years old. What did you know back then? You know, 16, 17 years old, a long time ago.
Hashem.
Even now, I was 28 years old. I just know. David's 16.
Goodness. Ab, as Hashem. Okay, cult of.
All right, good to see you. I can actually.
Cult of.
Thank you.
Okay, see you, Yaakov.